Adigo operator.
Joined.
Yeah, I started the call. No one's on right now. I have two dial outs, so let me do those.
Spanish.
Joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. Glad you can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Trying to reach these people on the phone.
As always.
Okay, bye-bye.
Where is this chat? Oh, that crawler, here it is.
Few participants on tonight's channel. Four, three Argentines. One American. Oh, yeah, mine is Commonwealth. And there's you. Sandra.
Nick, this is Tanya, real quick to let you know. Xander's out of town. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Is this Matthias?
This is Matthias.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning. Nick just left the office.
Okay. So, Xander's out of town.
Okay.
And Jose Salguero is not at either number.
Okay.
So I'll keep trying. One is a ring, no answer. So I'll keep trying that one.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jose is not, doesn't seem to be able to pick up the phone either. So we need to have somebody to check.
Call us, I guess.
Sergio will be the chair for this meeting.
Okay.
Hello? Somebody here?
Yep.
Oh, yes. The people in the Spanish channel are asking if we could start with the meeting.
I think no one can stop you.
Okay. That's fine. Let's start with the order of the day. Good morning, everybody. I don't know who is on the other side. I would like to know who is present on the English channel.
Nick and Matthias. Is anyone else here?
okay. Let's see. What are the topics? So the adoption of the agenda. The agenda is what Carlton wanted. Point number two, do you have any idea what Carlton meant? It is called apologies of the members. What is that? Well, those are the apologies of the people who are not going to be present. Okay. All right. Okay. So the chair of this meeting has been designed. It is you. Yeah. Okay. Adoption of the summary. Well, let's see if it is in English. Okay, if we agree with what we talked the last time, yes, okay. Now, the revision of actions, this is what? This is if we want to add something else to the agenda. Oh, okay.
No, not quite.
Could you say something? Could you say explain?
Yeah, the action items are the list of things that various people were supposed to do between the last meeting and this meeting.
Okay.
There are four items on the action items list.
Yeah, very well. Let's see. Let's see what it says. One of the topics that we have to talk is about the chair of Lacrallo. The second action, or would be the third, is that we were supposed to send us a summary, which I already sent, and these are the travel policies of ICON in the meetings that we had, in two meetings that we had after the presentation of this document. It was stated that the policies of participation of ICON, and it was sent as such, there is a list. They said they were going to send a list with the ILS of participants for the calling.
The list of those who hadn't responded to the questionnaire.
There was a.
Yeah, we did that.
There was a list. To go to the summit, we were supposed to send a questionnaire, and there was a list of ILS, which of people who hadn't responded to that questionnaire. And for what I saw in the discussion list, all of them were responding to that questionnaire. So it seems to be on its way. Andres, how are you, Andres? Oh, I'm fine. Hi, how are you? It seems to me that Nick is writing something. Let's see what it says. Could I be added to the Skype channel, which I am not? Daniel Monastensky, we want to add him to the Skype channel.
Done.
Okay. Now, the question to Nick is what is this about? Is there any ILS missing?
That have not replied.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not our job. We just sent the list with the ones that haven't. We haven't tracked which ones haven't.
We sent out the finalized summary results of the questionnaires that we had received as of the deadline. We have not analyzed what ALSs didn't respond in time.
Well, we did that, but
you
didn't follow up on it.
We did remind those who had not sent their questionnaire in that they should. And multiple months were available during which replies could be received with several reminders.
Okay, yeah, it seems that seems to answer the question. Now, the next point is to see the topic of the participation of the ILS and what is the condition, the actual conditions. The question, I don't know what this question is about. I suppose it has to do with the new application, the new ILS applications. Is that so?
Yeah, you want to.
I'm asking that to Nick, either Nick or Matthias.
Matthias is talking now.
Okay, so we currently have three ALS applications from the Lacrallo region. One is Internauta Chile. Oh, wait. AUI Peru. And the Asociación Judicial Bonaerense.
Pronounced like a true Spaniard.
Very good connection. I don't hear it.
Asociación Judicial, what, I'm sorry?
De Buenos Aires.
There's one from Venezuela that we're still processing. That one I sent you yesterday.
That was from Peru, wasn't it?
Yes.
Internauta Venezuela.
Venezuela, yeah, right, because Internauta Chile, we got that already. Internauta Chile is already...
Sergio, if I take the floor, in relation to the questionnaire that the ILS have not been completed, it'll be good to be published to see, and you know, we need to publish what are those who have been completed and what are those who haven't. Perhaps because it's, I don't know whether Alberto Soto finished, for example, in my case, I don't know whether we sent ours, but it'll be good to publish that. That'll be fine. Who were those who sent those? Okay, so it should be published. Those who have been published, or those who have been already sent, and those who hasn't. Something that is not clear for me, some of the ILS were not mentioned. For example, Internauta Chile. There were some others left. I think the Peruvian Association, the Venezuelan, and the judicial, the judicial organization. In which state is that? This is a question for Matthias.
Could you repeat the question? Was the question if the?
¿Podría repetir la pregunta? ¿Cuál es la pregunta exactamente? What is the state of the organizations that that have responded? For example, the Chile organization is, you mentioned Venezuela, and apparently a Peruvian organization in the judicial one. And what is the condition of those organizations in terms of their participation in
ICANN? Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Joined.
Well, we received the questionnaire from the Asociación Judicial Bonaerense, and we also received an ALS application. So we now start processing the ALS application, and once the application is processed and the ALS has been adopted, we will then, of course, consider the questionnaire that they sent. But the questionnaire is already reflected in the questionnaire results.
So those three, the Venezuelan Association, the Peruvian, and the judicial are in the same process of are more or less at the same level of process?
Yes. That's right.
Very well.
José Salgueiro.
Joined.
Carlos, I don't know what is the forum that we have. Carlos, perhaps you can tell us. Well, Carlos is going to take a minute. Andres, do you have any idea what is the forum in this in those meetings? Perhaps somebody could help us? Well, not really, but I guess we have to check out some documents. Matias, how many people we need to have a quorum?
Matias has left the room. I will look up the answer. I don't think we're actually at a quorum, to be honest.
Fine.
How many is required for a quorum? I said I don't know exactly, but I don't think we're anywhere near a quorum.
Well, if I have about ten more minutes, so we can discuss some items if you don't mind. I would like to know. You know, some of the members that we have excused themselves. What is interesting about these meetings is that there's the same participants participate in these meetings, but each time there are less and less each time that we meet. Well, in the case of Sylvia, I guess, she excused herself. And apparently Sylvia didn't know about this, but she told me, I have activities.
Nowhere close to a quorum.
Sometimes when we have teleconferences, it's a complicated issue. But, we have to modify that. It is important to have these teleconferences. It is important to have these teleconferences, and it's important that our site, works. Let me tell you, in our page, in the ILS, in the ICANN, next events, next teleconferences, we should have an RCNC channel. What we should do is to have a better space, a better communication line. I don't have any problems, and I am going to, our organization said that it's going to have a technological support to be able to have documents in Spanish, and this has to be done by several people. We can set up the page, upload it, and then add the information to that. But we should have a space that ICANN gives us in which LACRALO works. But honestly, most of the information is in English, and most of us who participate in this speak Spanish, and most of us who participate in RALO are in speak Spanish, and yet we are forced to write in English. But my proposal is that we should do this to see if we could do something about it, because if I go to the Spanish channel of the LACRALO site, and the only thing that I find is an empty space. Sergio, we could add some contents. Yes, of course.
If I may, Nick speaking.
Do you know what
they're talking about? Who is this?
It's Nick.
Habla Nick.
I just wanted to note that www.lacralo.org resolved to the wiki site, which all ALSs have a user ID and password on. So you are already able to edit those pages and add new pages. We are increasingly translating information that is posted to atlarge.icann.org. In particular, statements and announcements are now translated into the 5 UN languages, and we will shortly be incorporating more multilingual content and making a space for each RALO on that site. We've been hampered.
Could you repeat the last statement, Nick, please?
We are in the process of incorporating additional multilingual content into atlarge.icann.org. We have been delayed in this by the lack of being understaffed and of the preparations for the summit, but measures are being taken to increase our capacity to do these things.
Okay, if I may. Are you done, Nick?
Yes.
This is Sergio. Nick, we have a serious problem, and we would like to tell you about this from our organization. We have seen that before we used to have the emails in English, and doing some effort, we somehow managed to understand those. But now that they are translated, let me tell you that there is a real problem. I remember in Puerto Rico, the language is terrible. The same thing happens to us when we were discussing that nothing could be understood of what I was saying. This translation is are terrible. I don't know if we don't have access to the original text in English, because at least in English we could make some sense of it. But I would like to see if it is possible to...
May I comment on that point?
Yes, please.
At the bottom of every translated email is a link to the original text. So you can always look at the original message. The other thing I would say is I will be the first to tell you that the translations from Spanish into English are a bit odd. I don't know how odd the translations are from English into Spanish, because, like the English speakers, I can't read Spanish. What I can say, speaking for myself as a non-Spanish speaker, I understand a great deal more of what is said in your mailing lists when it is translated from Spanish into English than I did when it was available in Spanish only. But I don't expect that it will be anything like a perfect translation, because it is a machine translation.
Very well.
For what it's worth.
Okay, Nick. I don't expect to have a perfect translation, but I would like to be able to understand. We were reading an email that Carlton sent in relation to a topic related to the governance forum, and honestly, the translation into Spanish was terrible, as a matter of fact.
What I would say is, in that case, you should click the link to the original text at the bottom of every message.
Even your last name was translated in such a way. It's even translated, and it doesn't make any sense at all. What I would like to suggest is that I found a way to read it in English, and perhaps we'll continue reading it in English and maybe translate it ourselves. It'll be good to if you let us know how to increase the page of Lacrallo in Wiki, or in the Wiki section. How can we do to get the password?
Any of you who don't have a password, you can click a link on the page and ask the password to be sent to you by putting in your email address.
Okay. All right. Very well. That's fine, because that way we can upload things in Spanish. Carlton had proposed that we discuss the summit, the topic of the budget and the new positions. Those were the three topics that Carlton had suggested. I don't know whether we should discuss some of these, any of these topics among ourselves. This is Daniel. You know, I wouldn't have any problems except that I have to go. Andres is here. Oh yes, Andres. I don't know whether if you would like to discuss this topic, or perhaps since we are this few, maybe it doesn't make sense. But you know, I guess we're supposed to discuss the summit, the budget. That is also important, and the new positions. I don't know whether they are talking about the new ALS that want to get into Adralo, or the modification of our bylaws to make the Lacrallo chair in our, or to talk about the Lacrallo chair in our meeting. We have to talk. You know, about those topics, even if we don't have that many people in the teleconference. I am available until 11:30. I don't know what time it is right now. I can stay about 15 minutes more, and then perhaps we can discuss some of it. It was from 11 till 12:30, weren't we? Well, I can stay a little longer. Okay, let's see. The first topic is modification of the bylaws. This is something that Carlton has suggested. But we have proposed this is Andres. The proposal that we were talking when we're talking about the bylaws, there was a email with a suggested text. We can have some this you know, for some reason the Andres is talking, but he's breaking, his voice is breaking. I can understand what he's saying. Oh, they can't with a chair and a secretariat. There has been a consensus. It is a matter of having a quorum. It'll be interesting to have this discussion with a quorum before the meeting of Mexico. My proposal is that we do this. I don't know if we could meet it'll be good to have to get together before a month. I don't know what this. Maybe we could meet next week and maybe retake these topics and see what are the topics that are going to be discussed in the list. If you I don't know if we could have this meeting, or maybe we could have another venue to get together. Nick, is there a possibility that we can meet again?
Telephonically?
Yes, using the same system that we're using right now with Adigo.
Of course.
Very well. My proposal is, and Andres, if you're interested, next Thursday, which could be Thursday the 27th, to have a meeting again at the same time with all the ILS present. One of the things is, you know, we are more concerned about the ICANN and how to participate, but the other part of this group is try that the other ALS who have lost, maybe they are not present for whatever reason. Some of them have not participated at all. I have several in Argentina that haven't participated at all. But if we remove those who never participated, there are some other that have participated fully, and we have to prompt them. Perhaps let's make an effort, try to compromise ourselves, and try to get to have the biggest number of participants. If we have ALS who have participated, at least to invite them to participate. I don't know if this is feasible. They cannot vote, but at least if they could, they can give us their opinions. Maybe we could get in touch with them, and maybe they could be present. But I don't know whether that is feasible or not. Honestly, there are some things that I really can't understand in Lake Rallo. I think that they can participate. Maybe they cannot vote, but they can participate. I don't know whether that can be done. I would like to ask this to Andres and to Nick. You know, the idea, this, I guess this is Andres, the idea is not bad, but you know, lately, in some discussions, we got totally lost. But the thing is that we don't have anybody in the discussion. I would like also to know what happened with the policies of with what we were discussing about which Carlos was working with the ILS participation. Do you have any kind of information about that? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Carlos said that he couldn't send this information that eventually he sent by the end of the after the summit in El Cairo, but Carlos had proposed that he couldn't do it because at the time he was checking out some other something related to the participation of ILS. I don't know whether that was a debate that was taking place in ALEC in relation to the participation of those ILS who didn't participate. You know, I just went into the ALEC before that, I didn't see the discussion. Perhaps Carlos can tell me something, but he would have to tell us. But I know that Carlos made a presentation in terms of the participation. He made a list in the Hello, Andres, I get you. You got. He drafted a. He make a report in which he has about the people who participated in the teleconference. I am in the internal list of ALAC. I can make a report, but that's not my... I know that Carlos was pretty active in trying to explain what is the participation of... And he make a document about it. Okay, I think that he should have if we have had a representative working in that area, it'll be important to give it more, to give us more details. We have to get together We have to have a strong voice. I understand that. Andres, I agree with you. What I'm saying is that we should have a report to see how we can enrich the position of Lacrallo in these topics that are being discussed in ALAC. You know, we have to make sure that these colleagues are bringing information to ALAC, bring a list, and you should they should have a mandate, a specific mandate, like the policy of participation in ICANN. Is there somebody else in this meeting? No, only the two of us.
No, this
what about in the English channel? No, the only one in the English channel is
Dev. Jose and Dev are in the English
Nick,
channel.
It is.
Yes, this is Jose. I'm still here.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, Jose, are you there?
Yes, he's here.
Very well. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also here, Dave and Antio.
Perhaps Jose can tell us something about this topic. Could you tell us something? Jose, could you tell us something about this topic? Jose.
Sorry, I was out of my office and just coming in, attending some. Some matter, so I am really not aware of what was going on. Hello? Hello?
Jose, this is the question is the following. What were you doing in the channel, in the English channel, if you speak Spanish? You are alone on the other side. And the second question is, what happened to what was discussed in El Cairo meeting in the process, the participation and responsibility of the ALAC members in the liaison? I would like to know whether there was something more information about the document that Carlton and you sent.
Well, I'm in the English channel because
estoy en el canal en inglés porque usualmente
usually because Carlton is the one who leads the teleconference and
el director de las conferencias.
It's easier for me to understand him in English.
Es más fácil entenderle a él en inglés.
That's the main and only reason.
Esa es la única razón.
In a teleconference like this, I realize that I'm in the wrong channel because Carlton is not here. And regarding the other matter, well, maybe if I could just speak in Spanish, if they can hear me, I'll just say it in Spanish. I don't know.
Well, they can't hear you. They can't hear you, so no, it would be better.
No.
It's okay.
That's fine. I already translated what you said.
Okay. Well, and regarding the other matter, Carlos was going to make a presentation about the thing, the ALSs that participate in the teleconference, and we're going to talk about the ways to get more participation, but we just talked about it informally, and we didn't really get to speak this matter formally with ALAC, and we really didn't speak much about it, but we still think there is a lot of things to be done in this matter. Can I continue now?
No, espera un momentico. Okay, so you didn't participate in that meeting, Jose?
No, I wasn't in every meeting. What I mean is, Carlos said he had a chart of ALSs that participate and how many conferences did everyone attend. And that is the stuff that I'm saying, that it wasn't detailed. We didn't talk about in detail. Of course, we talked about participation. We talked, like, in every meeting, we talked about multilingualism. We insisted on everything about it, translation of documents, teleconferences, and everything that we talk always about it to try to get things done.
Okay. I have a question, but I don't know who can answer this. What is the budget situation for RALO, or to have more meetings, or for the summit? I don't know who can answer this question.
I think there are three questions, it seems. With respect to the summit, the budget for the summit is still being developed because we are still the summit's schedule of meetings is still being finalized by the summit working group, and there is in fact a meeting this Friday of that working group to finalize the schedule, not all the content of the meetings, but the schedule of meetings, so that we can finalize a budget, because it must then be sent on to the board of ICANN. With respect to LAC-RALO meetings, we are happy to arrange the services required for LAC-RALO to meet whenever you wish, telephonically, if that was the question. What was the third question? Was that the only two questions? Maybe there were only two questions. If there's one more, just tell me and I'll answer that one too.
Well, I don't have any other question. I don't know whether Andres has another one. Andres, do you have a question? Andres? I think that I am alone. And I think that on the other channel, I have Jose. Okay. So since we don't have anybody else, I want to propose that to have a meeting next Thursday to send a note to our colleagues so that we could meet next Thursday. I don't know if Jose wants to add something else or somebody else, but...
No, it's okay. This is Jose. This is okay with me. Maybe the only thing I can add is that for the next conference, I'll try the Spanish channel. But besides that, I think I have nothing else to say.
Okay, Jose, we miss you. I'm going to... big hug, and then I'll talk to you next Thursday.
Okay, see you guys.
Yes? Nick?
I just wanted to say that that's pretty quick, a week. We might want to make, you know, let us ask on the list if there's anyone who cannot make that meeting and see. Because if, you know, if we get many people saying that they cannot, then it might be best to try for, you know, a few days later. And we also will not be able to provide interpretation next Thursday because that's a national holiday in the USA, by the way. So,
What about 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think that will be safer. Matthias is just looking at the schedule. It's to make sure there's not a conflicting meeting.
Jose Salgueiro.
Left.
Yes, it should be fine.
So that'll be the December the 4th, right? Okay, so I guess we have to send an... I'm going to send an email, but Nick and Matthias could send another one proposing this meeting, and hopefully we'll have more ILS. So we're going to set up for December 4th at 13 UTC at the same time?
Yes, and we will, in the meantime, speak with Vanda, Carlos, Jose, and Carlton, and try and ensure that the agenda is more fully developed and perhaps has a bit more sex appeal, for lack of a better term. You know, maybe some policy matters or the like.
Okay. That's perfect. Very well. So then we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Thanks so much. Nick.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.
Spanish.
Left.